USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police reform will be front and center this week in Washington. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham says police reform was blocked by Democrats under President Trump.
We'd have police reform in the last Congress, but Chuck Schumer and Kamala Harris made a conscious effort to block bringing up Tim Scott's reform bill. They filibustered Tim Scott's bill because they didn't want Tim Scott and President Trump to get credit for it. There's no reason we shouldn't have done it last time. We'll try again.
A new poll reveals three times as many Americans say security at the U.S.-Mexico border is worse under President Biden than it was under President Trump. The administration continues to blame President Trump for the crisis at the border.
Part of the problem is that under the previous administration, they pulled out, essentially, a lot of what had been the continuum of work. And it essentially came to a standstill.
Kamala Harris on CNN. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Customs and Border Protection officers seized more than $4 million worth of methamphetamine at the FAR Reynosa International Bridge on April 17th. CBP officers examined a tractor trailer hauling fresh cucumber pickles into Texas and found it was hiding 114 packages of alleged methamphetamine weighing 217 pounds. Iraq's Prime Minister Mustafa announced Sunday an urgent investigation into a fire at a hospital in southeastern Baghdad that killed at least 82 people and wounded 110 others on Saturday. The hospital provides care for severe COVID-19 patients. The United States has taken a hands-off approach to regulating self-driving cars, hoping to help the market thrive, but is that the best policy by the feds? The U.S. Auto Safety Agency is investigating 28 crashes of Tesla vehicles, and with no clear rules or accountability, these incidents risk undermining public confidence in a technology that's supposed to help the U.S. keep its global competitive edge. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facing a record number of mass shootings since taking office, the Biden administration wants more gun control to combat the issue. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
With more than 130 mass shootings in the U.S. since President Joe Biden has taken office, Vice President Kamala Harris says the administration is limited on what it can do on gun control.
We have to codify, that's a fancy word for make permanent, make the law that we agree we should have background checks. That's just reasonable gun safety laws. We should have an assault weapons ban. Assault weapons have been designed to kill a lot of people quickly. They are weapons of war, and Congress has to act.
Harris telling CNN State of the Union that there's only so much the president can do through executive order, but something must be done.
The National Rifle Association will spend $2 million to push back on President Joe Biden's gun control campaign. The CDC has new guidelines for kids at camp. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The CDC has issued new guidance that could see kids returning to a summer pastime, heading off to camp. The new recommendations released on Saturday say children should stay 3 feet apart from each other as much as possible, with the adult members of staff keeping 6 feet away. They're also being encouraged to get vaccinated. Camp activities should be outdoors as much as possible, and masks are still recommended indoors for those who can wear them. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.